Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're dropped behind. We're in Vav Amud Beis. We're by Bai Reb Zeira. Bai Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira asked a question. Yoresh mahu b'bal ta'acher. Can a Yoresh be over b'bal ta'acher? By the way, we're going to learn today Le'il Nishmas Etabats Yoshua Nesham Shavon Aliyah. Can a Yoresh be over b'bal ta'acher? There's no question. There's no question that a Yoresh is required to bring the carbonos of his father. That is no shaila about. No shaila about that.
From his father's estate.
Right.
Not his father's estate.
What? Correct. Tosafot says, Yoresh chayav l'havi, Yoresh has to, kidnam b'mesech l'skinim, maisel l'vakam adukti, ha'isha, even a mother, she'viya chatasa, she will set aside her animal, her chatas, umesen, she died, Yaviu Yarshim Ola Sa. The Yarshim have to continue and bring it for her. So no difference. Mother, father.
So only if the animal was set aside.
Yeah, you have to figure out exactly what the case is. Yeah, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, before he died.
Right, so what's the chiddush?
He died. I would say the animal, maybe he could redeem the animal. Maybe.
You can never redeem the animal.
What? Well, wait for it to get a mum. Yeah. So.
It's not a problem.
Right.
You have to.
So what's the story with Batacher? So you have to bring it. You can't say I'm gonna let it get a mum. You have to bring it. It's you stand in the shoes of your father. No problem. What about Batacher? Now, Kisido Nedzer Amar Rachmana. What? That's the Gemara's question. Does it go by his three regalim or yours?
Yeah.
So Kisido Nedzer Amar Rachmana. Well, it says you have to give a neder when you make a neder. V'halo neder. You didn't make that neder.
Right.
Oh, Dilma, Ubas Shama, Vavesim Shama. But the Torah says you have to bring it. Vaha Machayev. He's Chayev to bring it. So what's the story? Toshma, the Tani Rav Chiya, it says, Me'imach, Prat, Liyoresh. There's an exclusion. Right? From you, not your Yoresh.
Yeah, my question was a little bit different. My question was,
yeah.
We say 3 years payment has to go by, right? 2 years payment goes by. The original father didn't give it.
Right.
Now the Yorish is the
auction. So it's
does he get three or does he get only one?
I knew that was your question.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the answer is I don't know. I don't know if he gets his own three, but he certainly doesn't have to bring it by the one of his father.
Oh, okay.
Right. Only probably Yorish. He's not under the geder of this din here. Right. Okay. Yeah, but a few days ago we learned from this word that there's such a thing as Balta Acher by Leka Chikampeya also. Yeah, Karbe Imach, but Karbe Meimach. You're right, we learn from both. There's an extra men there. Meimach, you learn both ideas. What both ideas? Number one, Leka Chikampeya also has Balta Acher. And number two, there's no Balta Acher on a Yoresh. Boy Reb Zeira, what about Isha? Mahi Balta Acher. What about a woman? General question. Not a wife on behalf of, just a woman. Me, Amrin, and do we say, well, hello, machayev b'ri'ya. She doesn't have a din of ri'ya. She doesn't have to be ol regal. Oh, Dilma. But by the way, what does that have to do with anything? What does ri'ya have to do with anything? So she's not even going to be there 3 yom tov. Right? Oh, Dilma. Ha isha b'simcha. But she has to do simcha. She still has a mitzvah of simcha on yom tov.
Yeah, but
when
she had to, because of Simcha,
travel to
Yerushalayim.
Exactly. So she's there anyway. So Amalei Abaya, 1 second. Do'yisa b'simcha. You're right. She must be under Balta Acher because she has a chiv of Simcha. Why isn't Simcha mitzvah seishas man grama? I don't know. Umi Amar Abaya Hachi, did Abaya really say that a woman has the mitzvah of Simcha? V'amar Abaya, Isha b'ayla m'samcha. When it comes to a woman, when it comes to Simcha, the husband takes care of his wife's needs, right? Rashi says, Baila Mesamcha, what does that mean? Bibavel, Bibigdei Tzivonim. In Bavel, with colored clothing. The Eretz Yisrael, Bibigdei Pishtan, Hamagu Hatzim. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's Bibigdei Pishtan, flat linen, and Hamagu Hatzim means iron, right? Hachi Issa Bikadushin. So the husband's chiyuv is on the wife. She doesn't have her own independent chiyuv of simcha. It's the husband's job. So goes 1 second. First of all, Tosa says 1 second. That's only now, without a Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash's time, No, you can't buy your wife clothing. It's a mitzvah of simcha. You have to bring carbon. Ain't simcha ela b'karbanos. What's Rashi? What's the bayit talking about?
Because you don't get it for the aggravation to the employees is a lack of simcha.
We're not talking about individual families. We're not talking about individual families.
Right. So Tosis gives an answer. Maybe it was on a Shabbos when there's no karbanos that day because you don't bring simchas on Shabbos. It's a good question. Anyway, so Gemara answers. No. L'dvarav Yachi Amar Abaye Ish about that, right? L'dvarav Rabzerik Amar, right? The answer is Abaye was saying in the world of Rabzera. In a chanami, I hold. You can get clothing. What about you, Rabzera? You don't hold that, right? You hold. You have to bring shlamins. It's a bus of shlamim. Even Reb Zera would say, then what's the story with Baal Ta'acher? Then yeah, maybe she should be in the Baal Ta'acher. Right? If she has to bring a carbon, she's only, according to Rabbi, yeah, the husband can take care of it. According to Reb Zera, no. She has her own chiyuv of simcha. You're right, then maybe she should be in the Baal Ta'acher. So we don't have Reb Zera answered back. Next. What? I know. Okay, next. Ibailahu. Bechar, this is a little bit of a tangent. Me'emesai monin lo shana. When do you count the year? Right, we learned yesterday, you have a year to bring a bechar as a carbon. When does that year begin? Does it begin when it's born? Or does it begin 8 days later? Because you really can't bring a carbon for the first 8 days. So when does this year begin? It's an 8 day nafkamina. Abaye Amar Mishas Nolad, from when it's born. Rav Achav Yaakov Amar Mishas Shner Lahartza, when you can bring it for a carbon, 8 days old. By the way, we're a little plea, they're not even arguing. Ha, betam. When do we say the year starts from the 8 days old? When it doesn't have a mum. So yeah, you can't bring it the first 7 days. It wasn't born with a mum. So you can't bring it the first 7 days. Day eight, you can bring it. The year starts from day eight. And ha, bibal mum. And when do we say that the year starts right away? When it was born with a mum. So if it's born with a mum, it's not going to be a carbon anyway. It's not going to be a carbon anyway. It's born with a mum. It's born with only three legs. Right? Oh. It's born with a mum. So therefore, what do you do with it? Yeah. You shaft it in your own backyard as a private animal. Right? The coin loses out. Right? So you have 1 year to do that. You have 1 year to take care of that. It has it's not a bechar. Because it is, biologically, it's the firstborn, but it had a mum. So it's not going to be a carbon. It still has a little bit of a kedusha, right? So make sure you shecht it in the first year. You have to wait 8 days. You only have to wait 8 days.
If it has a mum, it also falls above
that. No. It's a different thing. Different thing. Okay. It's a different idea. Now, bal mum mi matzi achalei, but a bal mum you can't even eat. What does that mean? That means you can't even eat it right away. It's considered a natal. It's born with a bal mum. It's born with a mum, considered a nafel. Rashi says that by a human being, a nafel is 30 days. By an animal, it's 8 days. So you have to wait 8 days anyway to see if it's gonna make it. So Gemara says, no, the kim leg by shekol lo chadoshav. Now we know that it finished its term. It was to term the baby. The mother carried the baby to term, and then we say there's no such, it can't be a nafel. So what happened? Okay, it was born with a mum. That's all. Okay, next. Tanur Rabbanan. We have a brisa. It says like this. None of these are in the Mishnah. Be'echad b'Nisan. In the first of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim, for months. Le'iburin, for Ibur months. What does that mean? We'll see. Le'trumas shkalim, for trumas shkalim. V'yesh omrim af l'schiras batim. Also, for renting houses. In other words, if someone says, I want to rent a house for a year, right? Rashi says, af l'schiras batim. Hamaskir bayitz l'chaveiro. Once someone wants to come rent the house, Varman he says, L'shana zu, I want to rent it for this year. What does that mean? Does it get 365 days? No. Kalsal l'shana so be'echad v'nisan. The year ends in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was understood, agreed, everyone realized when I said I want to rent the house for the year, it stopped on Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Afilu lo darbo ela chodesh echad. Even if you only lived in it 1 month. What about less than a month? You walk over the guy Purim time, I want to live for a year. So the Gemara is going to say, well, nobody did that. Nobody rent a house for a week. Nobody does that. That's not a normal. Nobody does that. Right? But it's the middle of the winter time. I want to rent the house for the year. He meant till Nisan. The Gemara is going to say he wants it for the rainy season. Okay. So I don't know what the halacha is, but you don't have to leave in 2 weeks. You walked in the day after Purim, you don't have to leave. Nobody rents the house for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, right.
Nobody goes through all that hassle for 2 weeks. Nobody does that.
No.
Now we're going to analyze each one of these things, and we're going to ask, well, why aren't they in the Mishnah? Why aren't all these things in the Mishnah? So l'chadashim menolim. How do you know that the Rosh Hashanah of the month is Nisan? Dichsiv, it says. Everyone knows this pasuk. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim. Rishon hu lachem lachatzi hashana. How do you know it's Nisan? How do you know that's Nisan? How do you know that? It then spoke. Tehau, Dabril b'nei el kol das Yisrael, Lemor, Basal hachodesh hazeh, on the 10th of this unknown month, right? V'ichu lahem ish seh lebeitz avos, seh lebeitz, V'ilachem levishmeres, ad arba asa yom lachodesh hazeh, v'shachadu aso. Right, keep it from 10th to the 14th, and then shecht it as a Pesach. Uksiv, and it says, Shomer t'chodesh ha'aviv, v'eidzeh chodesh yesh bo aviv, which month has the spring, havi omer, zeh nisan, v'kari le'rishon. It's called the first month. So the aim of ER, maybe it's ER. ER is also in the spring.
This should have been the first question.
Because the Mishnah in this Masechta didn't say this din.
It didn't say no.
It said it's Rosh Hashanah for the Malachim and the Regalim. It's all it said. So now the Brisa, five more things that it's Nisan's the Rosh Hashanah for. And the Gemara is going to ask, why isn't this in the Mishnah? Why did the Tana leave it out? No, you don't argue on this. So we'll get to that answer. We'll get to that question and answer. V'eim ER, maybe it's an ER. But ER is also the spring. We're in ER right now. It's lovely outside, right? The Gemara says, no, be'inan aviv v'leka. It has to be aviv. Whatever aviv means, it's not ER. V'eim Adar, maybe it's Adar. The end of Adar also very, very nice. Very lovely, springtime. No, be'inan rov aviv v'leka. Yeah, the end of Adar, the last few days, we need rov, and we don't have rov. So the Gemara says, midi rov aviv. See, if it's not what the Torah doesn't say rov aviv. It's not what the Torah said. So the Gemara says, you're right. There's no raya from the Torah that aviv is Nisan. Ella Amar Rav Chista, I'm sorry, Mehacha from here. Ach, it says B'chamisha Asa Yom L'Chodesh Hashvi, in the seventh month, Ba'as Bechem Es Tvu Asa Aretz, when you do the harvest. Ezehu Chodesh Yesh Bo Asifa, what month is that? Havi Omer Zet Tishrei. That's Tishrei. V'kakari Le Shvi, but it's called Shvi, the seventh month. So count 7 months, you're gonna get to Nisan. So the Gemara says, saying,
you get the Tishrei.
No. Count 7 months. It's a 7 month from what? From whatever Rosh Hashanah is, right? So count 7 months back, you're going to get to a month called Nisan. Right. So you see, it must be Nisan. So the Gemara says, maybe it's Cheshvan. Maybe the harvest is in Cheshvan. Who said the harvest is in Tishrei? Maybe it's in Cheshvan. My Shvi, what does Shvi mean? Shvi Iyar. Right? Go count 7 months back, you're going to get the Iyar. No. Be in an asif aleka. Well, you need a harvest and you don't have it. When do you harvest? You don't harvest in Cheshvan. It gets too cold. It's already. Ve'ema
right.
Elul. Maybe it's Elul. Umay shvi la'adar. Maybe it's Elul. Do a little harvesting in Elul already. Mar says, you're right. Well, be in a rov osif v'leka. Same exact Gemara. You need majority of the harvest. The majority of the harvest is not in Elul. It's in Tishrei. Midi rov osif ksiv. Is that what it says? Does it say rov osif? Does it say majority? Is that what it says? El Amar Ravina. So Ravina says like this. Listen to this tomorrow. Davar Zeh, this idea that what? That Nisan is the starting month. Mitaros Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu. We can't learn it out of Taurus Moshe Rabbeinu. Midivri Kabbalah lamadnu. We'll learn it out from Davi. Why does the Gemara have to say we're not learning it from Torah? Why couldn't the Gemara just say, you're right, we have Pesukim from Davi. Now we're going to list 20 Pesukim. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Why did they want to say that? I don't have an answer for that question.
It's the same thing as the same question you used before. So what did they do for the 500 or 600 years before the Navi came along and said this?
So basically, Tosos is going to answer your question. Basically, Tosos is going to answer your question. We'll get to it in 2 minutes. We'll read some sukkim that say the months, like in the Megillah Esther.
Right, but you're talking about
Right, so you basically tossed Esther a question, and you're not going to like his answer. So, Biyom, now we're going to do a bunch of questions, a bunch of psukim, right? Biyom, Eshem V'Arba, it was in the 24th day, L'Ashtei Asar Chodesh, in the 11th month. Hu Chodesh Shvat? That's, by the way, Shvat. That pasuk is in Esther. So what do you see? The 11th month is called Shvat.
It wasn't Shvat,
right. The 11th month is called Shvat. Rab or Ula Amr Mehacha. Fatilakach Esther, Etamelach, Hashverosh, Beth Machuz, Bechodesh, Hatsiri, Chodesh Tevis. And the 10th month is called Tevis. Rav Kahana Amr Mehacha. Barba Lachodesh, Hatishi, Kislev. And the 9th month is called Kislev. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amr Mehacha. Vikri Sofia Melach, Beth Hibah, Chodesh, Hashlishi, Chodesh, Sivan. Right? The 3rd month is called Sivan. It's all good. Look at this. Rav Ashi Amr Mehacha. Hippil Pur, Hu Hagorol, Lefne Haman, Miyom Liyom. Michodesh, Lachodesh, Shneimasar, Huchodesh Adar. And the 12th month is called Adar. So Tosfos asks, basically he asks Mati's question, which is, listen to the, look at the second Tosfos. How do you know who said that it's the same count? In other words, Adar is the 12th month, and the Shvat is the 11th month, and Teves is the 10th month, and Kislev, and this Sivan is the 3rd month. Who, 3rd month from what? Third month from what?
You don't know that
from the same starting point that we have? That's basically your question. Who said that? Yeah. That we don't know. Right? It's the 10th month. 10th month from where? 10th month from Nisan? How do you know that? How do you know if you don't know? We don't know that.
Just count back.
But back what? Count back. You get to something we call Nisan today, which is the month that the Torah calls the first month. How do you know that when Megillas Esther was written, And the Sivan is the 3rd month. How do you know it's the 3rd month from Nisan? How do you know that? We don't know. We have no. Maybe it's the 3rd month from Tishrei. And by the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. Maybe it's the months counted from when Haman said, "I'm gonna destroy the Bnei Israel." That's a big day. That's a big month, right? The whole Megillah is about that. So maybe that's when they thought. How do you know it's from Nisan? We don't have a riot for that. So that's what Tosfos asks. Lo matzil lemelef mikan minayhu klal. There's no way, these numbers don't make any sense. These numbers don't matter. Im lo nemar, if we don't say, shehoisa kabbalah biyadam, that there was a tradition, seder shemos hakadoshim, the order of the months, zeh achar zeh, one after the other. Without that order, these months are meaningless. So Tosfos answers, there was a kabbalah. Right? It was a tradition. Right? V'hachi Amar B'Yerushalmi. Shemot HaKadoshim. Where do these names come from? Where do these names come from, these names of months? They're not in the Torah anywhere. They appear in the later Nevi'im. Right? They're in Esther, Daniel. What?
They changed the names anywhere.
Right. Shemot HaKadoshim. Olam U'Bavel. They came from Bavel. B'Rishona. Originally, B'Yarech Ha'Esanim. Nisan is called the month of the Esan. What's Esan? Strong ones. What's that? Ha'olam Shabon Nolad Ha'Avos. That's when the Avos are born, the strong ones, right? The foundation. B'yerach Shabul, ear is called bull. Shabo kol ha'olam novel. That's when the whole world is moving. V'aretz asuya bulos. Shabo bulin lebehem b'vateim, harvesting. This, all these different things going on. Yerach ziv, shabo ziv ho'ilonos. Right? Ziv is when the trees are blossoming. Mikan ve'elech v'yibachodesh nisan shnas esim v'yibachodesh kitzlev shnas esim be'echav. Right? And then all of a sudden, we have these names out of nowhere. So Tosfos says it must be there was a Kabbalah, otherwise this Gemara doesn't help to get that Nisan's the first. That's the only answer I can tell you. There was a Kabbalah that when they called, for whatever reason, where the word Nisan came from Bavel, right? So they decided we're going to call Nisan the first, Ir the second, Sivan the third, the whole order. And they knew in their heads this is the order. It's a Kabbalah, and therefore when Esther says that the 3rd month is Sivan, it's the 3rd month from Nisan. That's what Tosfos says. Not so bad.
Yeah, no choice.
Yeah, exactly, there's no choice. So, where are we? V'Bayisema. Mehacha. How about this one? This also is a pasuk in Esther. B'chodesh harishon hu chodesh Nisan. So why you bring me 20 other pasukim? It says in black and white. B'chodesh the first, right? Chodesh Nisan, Rishon, Chodesh Nisan. The first month is Nisan. So the Gemara answers, V'kulu my time alone or mehai. Why didn't everyone else use this pasuk? Why you give me other pesukim? This Dilma my rishon, rishon lamil say. What does it mean? It's the first month. It's the first month from the event. What event? Says Rashi. What event? The Rashi doesn't say what event. Does he? A rishon lamil say. What does Rashi say? Lamaisa haman. We're counting from the haman's time. Right? That, which doesn't, it's not so crazy, right? Because people would say, when the dictator comes, and there's a new count now. How long are we under this dictator? It's already been a year. So it's already been 6 months from the day this guy took over. From the day there was a coup. That's such a crazy thing.
He's the president
for him. Right, exactly. Exactly. So the question you have to ask is, by the way, what does that mean? 1 second.
So what is it? I still don't know what the Rishon LeMille say is. Is it the time from when
it's the day that Haman made the lottery. When Haman made this lottery, he made it in Nisan for the following Adar, right? He made it in Nisan for the following Adar. He made it in Nisan, it was 11 months away. He made the Goral in Nisan for the following Adar, right? So ask the Ritva, so 1 second. So maybe every other Pasuk that we just brought in Megillah Esther also, and it was in Teves, it was the 10th month, maybe it's going back from Haman or some other event. If that's what we're saying now, that they don't go back to Nisan. They could go back to the event, right? So why, every month that was mentioned, maybe it was some arbitrary event. But when Esther did this, and maybe when Haman did that, and Achashverosh scratched the...
Well, at least we know that before Nisan Haman was the same, and that's the right, the actual order of months.
I hear you. That's a good answer, actually. He gives a different answer. He says, because if we're ever counting from another event, you only count from the first time it happens. In other words, the only thing that would ever... Well, this pasuk by Haman is the first time that Haman becomes... Haman makes a goral. Everyone freaks out. That's when they fast. It's Pesach, right? So what are we going to count now? When Esther invites Haman to the party, well, that's just an arbitrary thing. It's either the first time something happens, or on the real month. So the Gemara asked, well, maybe it was when Haman took over, Haman became crazy. Okay, that's a valid question. To say any other arbitrary thing, nobody would do that. I mean, you don't count from some arbitrary things. Either the first or by the month. That's why the Gemara only asks if I hear.
So why isn't the beginning? Why isn't it from the Bria?
What?
Why isn't it from the Bria?
That's it. It's human nature. When a bad event happens, you start counting your life from that bad event.
Bad event.
Right? What?
That's a bad event?
Yeah, exactly. It sticks out in your head. You don't forget.
How many
people are there today that are still saying, how many days has it been since 9/11? There are people like that. People that lost people are still doing that to this very day. So when the whole nation's like that, yeah.
So why did they use the Chet for the first
month? What?
The Chet should be the first month then.
Because nobody thought it was a Chet. If thought it was a Chet, they wouldn't have done it.
There's only two of them.
Exactly.
It's your fault.
Right, but so we have the question. The Dilma, my Rishon Lamil say, right? That's why we have the other Sukkim. You're right. Well, maybe it was from Haman, so it's not a riot that Nisan's the first month, because it's from Haman's poor. Well, the third month was Sivan, and the 11th month was this, and that. So we have other
stuff.
Exactly. Now, the Tana Didon, how come our Tana didn't mention this idea that Nisan's the first month? Why not? So the Gemara answers, B'shanam kamayri, b'chadashim lo kamayri. He was only talking about years, he's not talking about months. Which is not a good answer at all.
How does that answer anything?
It's a very difficult answer. It's a difficult answer because it doesn't really.
What's the answer?
What's the answer to that question? Only things that are nogea to the shun, not nogea to months.
But that's the whole point in this whole Gemara.
I know that's why it's in this price. It's not in the Mishnah.
Right.
Okay, next. Liburin? What about Ibur? What's Ibur? What does that mean, Ibur? What Ibur do you do in Nisan? So the Gemara says, Liburin mi Nisan? Maninan? 1 second. We're going to sit in Nisan, that's what the Gemara thinks. I mean, in Nisan, we're going to have convene a Bezdin. Should we extend the year another month? Should we do that?
You're not allowed to do that?
No, you're not allowed to do that, which is why the Gemara says that can't be right.
Right.
Vatanya, Ein Ma'abin Sashana Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You can't be Ma'abin Sashana before Rosh Hashanah. By the way, the Imi Bura Ein Amu Beres. You can't do it. Abul Med Chak, but if it's an emergency, Rashi says, the Goyim don't let you have Bezdins. No, Med Chak. Ma'abinosa Achar Rosh Hashanah Miyad. Do it right after Rosh Hashanah. Cannot do it before Rosh Hashanah, no matter what. If you see, because it become the winter time, do we have to push off the year? Is it the crops to this? Is it not going to, Nisan won't be in the spring? The best time to do it is Adar. You want to do it right after Rosh Hashanah? You could, B'shas HaTchak. If you see, they're not going to let you have Bezdins later. Afal Pikin, Eim Be'Abrin, El Be'Adar. You can only have an Eber and Adar. You can't have two Kislaves. You can't do that. Only Adar. So what do we do to Nisan? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Be'Yitzchak, Ma'Iburin. What does it mean, Ibur? Hafsakas Iburin. It means you blew the deadline to ever have a leap year this year. Once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, impossible to have a leap year. What?
No appeal process.
Ditnan, Hein Heidu. They testified. Sheber Abba Hashana Kol Adar. The whole Adar you can do it. Even the last day of Adar. Why? Shal Yomer Ad Purim. Some said till Purim. Some said once Purim comes you can't. Why? My time. Why? Daman Dar Ad Purim. Why? Kiven Dar Mar. Shal Bilachas Pesach Kadam Pesach Shoshim Yom. Since we know that 30 days ready before Pesach, you come to keep Pesach. You come to discuss Pesach already. Asil Zuzay Bechametz. You're going to become to be Mezalzel and Chametz. Why? Because already the day after Purim, already they put up the signs for the Pesach Shiurim. So what's someone going to say? Ooh, Pesach's in a month. And what's going to happen? They'll keep Pesach in a month. Not knowing, they made it a leap year. So the month after that, it's something called Pesach Sheni. That's the real Pesach. And he's going to be eating Chametz. That's terrible. That's a disaster. So therefore, they said, you cannot be Ma'abed Shana after Purim. The Idah. What about the rest of them? It's a little far-fetched, no? Miyada yada, people will know. They shot to Miyabarta. They did a leap here. Why? Because it has to do based on Chishbonos. They didn't get around to making the Chishbonos till after Purim. That's not gonna, no one's going to think that. No one's going to be off by an entire month in their life. No one's going to do that.
Right.
The Tana Didan, how come our Tana left us out of the Mishnah? Why isn't the Mishnah? Paschala Kamairi. Because our Mishnah only talks about real Rosh Hashanah. This is not a real Rosh Hashanah. This is when the deadline's over. Bahafsaka lo kamari. When deadlines are over, he's not talking about. Next. Mitrumas shkalim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for changing over. Now you use new shkalim. Right? But they would announce an Adar and start the new thing. Menalam, how do you know that? Amar of Oshia, Amar Kra, it says, Zos Olash Chodesh Bechadjo Lechadche Hashana. It's a lot of very wordy pasuk. Amar Torah, Chadesh, Behavei, Karban, Mitruma, Chadasha. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, for the Karbanos Tzibur, bring from the new fiscal, it's a new fiscal year. The Gemiri, Shana Shana Mi Nisan, and it's a Gzer Shava. Dechsev, Rishon Ulechem Lechadche Hashana. It says, right? Rishon Ulechem Lechadche Hashana. So it's a Gzer Shava, that what? That this month we're talking about is Nisan. So the Gemara says, V'ligmar shana shana mitishrei. How about a Gzereshava from Tishrei? What's that? Dechsev, it says, Mereshis Hashana, which is, by the way, is Tishrei. So maybe Tishrei is the fiscal year. It says the Gemara, Don in Shana, Shiesh imah chadashim. We're going to have a Gzereshava from the word Shana. And in the Pasuk, also mentions a Chodesh. Mishana, Shiesh imah chadashim. So the Pasuk of Zos Olas Chodesh mentions Chodesh and Shana. The pasuk by Nisan mentions Chodesh by Shana. Be'ein don in Shana, she'eshi machadashim mishana, she'eini machadashim. But the pasuk of Rosh Hashanah doesn't mention Chodesh at all. Doesn't say anything about Chodesh in that pasuk. So the better Gzeir Shava is from Nisan. Amar Vudam Hashmuel, Kabanos Tzibor, Haban be'echad b'Nisan. When you bring a carbon Tzibor from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, mitzvah lahavi mena Chodesh. It's a mitzvah to bring from Chodesh, from the new money. What if you didn't do that? So, yatza, it's okay. Ela shechisa mitzvah, but you lost out a mitzvah. It's still good carbon. Carbon that puzzle, but you borsted. You did the wrong thing. But you still, the carbon's still okay. Tanya namihachi, karbonos tzibor, habon be'echad benisan, mitzvah lahavi min achadash, from the new money, v'imhevi min ayashan, yatza, it's okay. Ela shechisa mitzvah. You lost out on a mitzvah. This line here is a little difficult. The yachid, an individual, private person, shehesnadev mishalo, he wants to donate money. So ksheirin, it's good, he's allowed to, ubilvad, Sheim Tirena Latibor. As long as you give over the money to the Tibor. So Pshita, it's obvious. What does that mean? It's obvious. Right? About the time I would have thought. Lechosh, Shema, Lo Yim Tirena Latibor. Yafa Yafa. Maybe you're not going to give it Yafa Yafa. You're not going to give it good. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Believe Shalem. People have a hard time parting with their money. Kamash Malan. It's okay. Well, no, don't worry about that. I don't know what that means. What do you mean bad money? What's bad money? You give it or you don't give it?
Exactly.
I don't know what this means. You donate or you don't donate it. Isn't it half a donation? The Tana Didan. How come the Tana of our Mishnah left this off the list? Why is this off the list? Right? Why didn't he mention this? That Rosh Chodesh needs on the chip. Kivon Diktoni Yehevi Yatza. Since we said if you bring it from old money, it's okay too. Love Psikale, it's not such a definitive halacha that on Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to switch over to fiscal year. Because if you didn't switch over to fiscal year, the kabbalah is still okay. So our Mishnah doesn't mention it. Okay, next. V'yeish omrim af l'skiras batim. Even if you want to rent a house, I say I want to rent a house for the year. It's over Nisan time. Tana Rabbanan hamaskir bayit l'chaveiro l'shana. If someone rents a house for a year. Mona Shneimasar Chodesh Miyom Liyom. You count 12 months. 12 months. Guys, I want to rent it for a year. A year is a year. V'yomar Lishana Zu. But if he says I want to rent it for this year, Afilu Lo Amar Ella BeEchad BeAdar. Even if he only this happened on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Kivan Sheigia Yom Echad BeNisan. Also Lo Shana. Once you say, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, the year is over. Why? Because you didn't say for a year. You said for this year. This year ends on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay. Vafilu lamanda amar. Yom echad b'shana. Chashuv shana. We have an idea out there. That one day is considered a year for certain things. We such a concept like that. Shiny hacha, but not by this. Not by houses. Delo tarach inish lamegar beta labatsim mitlasin yomen. No one's going to go through the hassle of moving into a house for less than 30 days. Nobody does that. So therefore, if it's not less than 30, what would happen? How long is the lease? I don't know. Does it go for... You walk in Purim time. So you have those 2 weeks and then another year? That I don't know. What? Also, the Gemara is going to say that. The Ema Tishrei, maybe why should the year end in Nisan? Maybe it should end Tishrei time? Maybe it should end Tishrei time. Why Nisan? That what about for the year? So Rosh Hashanah is a new year. Why Nisan? So the Gemara answers, because Stam, listen to this, Stam story is, Ki agar inish besa, when a guy rents a house, l'kula yimos hagashamim agar. He's renting it for the entire season. So Tishrei is the beginning of the season. So it doesn't make any sense that a guy rents a house and it ends at the beginning of the season. That's such a funny thing. Right, imagine the guy says, I want to rent the house for the summer. So when does it end? June 1st. That's just the opposite. That's when it starts. So when a guy says, I want to rent the house for the year, he meant till the end of the rainy season, meaning till Nisan. That's what he meant. That makes so much more sense. But Dafka, the Tishrei, when the rain starts, that's when it ends. Such a funny thing. Can't be.
The point is that most leases for bungalows end at about Rosh Hashanah time.
Right. Okay, that's today.
Exactly.
It was a different world. A different world.
It was a Labor Day, you said.
Right?
It was Labor Day. It had nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Now they go to Rosh Hashanah.
Now, here's the Gemara. It's the following question. Tanakama de Braitha. What about the Tanakama of the Braitha? He didn't mention this. And also the Tana Didan. Our Braitha didn't mention this. This is not in a Braitha. This is not in the Mishnah. Why not? The answer is Benisa Nami Mishkach. Because it can still rain in Nisan. So it doesn't have to necessarily mean that it's over Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's still rain in Nisan. Therefore, maybe it went a little longer. It doesn't have to always end. That's what they held. That Rosh Chodesh Nisan at the cutoff. What would be the cutoff? I'm not sure. It doesn't have to necessarily be Rosh Chodesh Nisan because the season's not over. The season's not over.
Why can't we see that we can't end the fish rate? Because you can't move out of the fish rate. You can't Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Right, because it's Yontif. Right. Good question. All right, let's see if we can... I don't know.
You go
through the
season
more,
that's it.
Right, exactly. Okay, next. Our Mishnah said that first of Elul is Moshchodesh for Maisa Behema, meaning that's the cutoff for the animals being born. Mani, who's that? It's Remeir he. Why? The Tana, we have a Brisa that says Remeir Omer Be'echad Be'el Roshana L'Maisa Behema. Vila Regalim Mani, Reb Shimon he. What about the Regalim in the Mishnah? That was Reb Shimon, right? Who said that the three Regalim go in order. Ema Seifa, what about the Seifa in our Mishnah? It said Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, same Reb Shimon, Omrim, Be'echad Be'Tishrei, on the first of Tishrei. What's the first of Tishrei? The first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for the Maaser. So we have in this Mishnah, Reb Shimon, Reb Meir, and Reb Shimon talking. That's a very funny Mishnah. Right? Reisha v'Seifa, Reb Shimon, v'Mitziyasa, Reb Meir? Does that make sense? What kind of Mishnah is this? Amar, Reb Yosef? No. Rebbe who? It's Rebbe. V'Nasiv le'aliba de Tanoi. Rebbe's the author of this Mishnah. And Rebbe picks and chooses who he held like. So in the Reisha he held like him, in the Mitziyasa he held like him, in the Seifa he held like them. That's why there's three different, doesn't make, nah, it's all Rebbe. Rebbe wasn't bound to hold everything like Reb Meir. And Beregalim Savalak Reb Shimon. When it came to the Regalim, he held like Reb Shimon. Maisa Behema Savalak Reb Meir. And Maisa Behema, he held like Reb Meir. So Ihachi, if that's true, Chamisha Havi. Then there are five Rosh Hashanahs. What are the five? Echad Benisan for the kings. Echad Benisan for the Regalim, or the 15th, whatever. Echad Be'el for Maisa Behema. Echad B'Tishrei for Shemitah, and then Tu B'Shvat. There are five. So Amar Rava, well, here's the story. Arba L'Divrei HaKol. There's four according to everybody. Which four? There's a different four. L'Rav Meir, Arba, Dal Regalim. He doesn't hold from the Regalim, meaning he doesn't hold from Balta Acher. Because the Meir, we learned, held one yontif, you blow it. L'Rav Shimon, Arba, and L'Rav Shimon, there are four. Dal Maisa Behema. Remove the Maisa Behema one. That's why there are only four. Reb Nachman ben Yitzchak Amar, Arba Chadashim. No, there are 4 months. Ubahen Kama Rosh Hashanah. And in that, there are many Rosh Hashanahs. Rosh Hashanah for Tishrei has more than one thing in it. Why do we only mention Rosh Hashanah for Tishrei? Because it has many things in it. Meisvei, what about the following question? Shisha Asar ben Nisan, on the 16th day of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Omer. Now, you can call the word Rosh Hashanah anything you want, right? This Shabbos is the Rosh Hashanah of a parashas Bichu Kosai. I mean, that's basically what the Mishnah, what the parashas is doing. The 15th is Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean Rosh Hashanah for the Omer? It's when you bring it. You want to call it Rosh Hashanah? Call it whatever you want. Shisha b'Sivan on Shavuos Rosh Hashanah l'Shtei Alechem. It's Rosh Hashanah for the Shtei Alechem. So why aren't these in the Mishnah? L'Rava l'Sni Shisha l'Nachem b'Yitzchak l'Sni Chamisha. Why aren't these in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Kika Chashiv, you know, what, everything Rosh Hashanah? No, Midi Dechayel Me'orta. Only things that happened the night before. Midi Dechayel Me'orta, Lo Kachashiv. If it doesn't happen the night before, we don't mention it. Omer is not the night before. Shtei Alechem is not the night before. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Pari Regalim, Dechayel Me'orta. Regalim don't count the night before. V'kachashiv. Now, Regalim start the night before. But the Karbanos don't. You can't bring Karbanos at night. So the Karban, this whole Balta Acher, only begin in the morning. So why are they in the Mishnah? That can't be right. So the Gemara says, Lasuye. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Lasuye me'ikar mechayev v'koy. You mechayev to bring this Karban 8 months ago. Yeah. You slept for 8 months. Right? But we said you have 3 Regalim. You really blowed it last week. The day before that, the day before that, the day before that. Now Yontif came. Okay, so you can't bring it tonight because it's Yontif. That doesn't change anything. Right? That's the Gemara's answer. That's why Regalim are in the list, and Omer and Shelechem are not in the list. Vare Yovlos? What about Yovel? De lo chayle me'orta? Doesn't start at night. Why doesn't it start at night? Maybe you can't blow shofar at night? What? Because you might think you blow it by day. What? Because it's only by day that you blew the shofar. Only by day. It says, what? Yeah, because it's on Yom Kippur day they blew it. So the shofar is only, so the Yovel also not a night. So the Gemara answers, no. It's someone else. The Amar, Rosh Hashanah, Chal Yovel. No, Yovel begins Rosh Hashanah time. doesn't begin on they blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. That's not when it begins. It begins Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah
Why did you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur?
What?
So if it begins Rosh Hashanah, why did you blow the shofar on Yom
Kippur? That's a separate, we're going to get to that later in the week. Rosh Hashanah of Idi Omar, Kika Chashiv, Midi Delo Tola B'maisa. You know what we're talking about? Things that happen by their on their own. Midi the Tolli B'maisa, Lo Kachashiv. But something you have to do, like what? Like cut the Omer, or bring the Shtei Alechem. We're not talking about that. Right? Which is going to prompt the Gemara to ask, what do you mean, what about the Regal? You have to bring the carbon. So we'll see what that... So in other words, Rashi says it. Rosh Hashanah, Omer and Shtei Alechem are things you have to do on your own. They don't happen by themselves. But Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah happens by itself. Rosh Hashanah comes. Rosh Hashanah for the Maisa Behema. Rosh Chodesh comes. Rosh Chodesh El comes. That's it. The year's over. You didn't do anything. These you have to do something. They're not in the Mishnah. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.